Hello, 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 and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and we are coming to you today from the unceded ancestral and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people here on UBC's campus in beautiful British Columbia. So today we got training time, and I've got two new prospective CITR people here who are...
My name is Hugh.
And...
My name is Alex.
Sweet, sweet. So, what compelled you two to come into CITR and give out the radio a try?
Well, basically, at the end of last year and over the summer, we talked a lot about music. We still are talking a lot about music into this term. And You know, we felt that there just weren't enough shows of two straight white people straight white guys talking about music. So we decided to, that was something we wanted to explore. We wanted to, like, try broadcasting and just see what that would do.
Yeah.
Be it in, like, a live format like this or, like, a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah, right on. How about yourself?
We just kind of, pretty much all that we do when we hang out is talk about music. So we figured, well, we might as well. And at a certain point, we were like, oh, we're making some pretty cool points. So we're like, we should have other people hear these points. So we were like, maybe we should start a podcast. And then everyone was like, wait, maybe there's a radio show. And then we found CITR, and here we are.
Well, you know what's really cool about being on the radio is that, like, when you're having these conversations about music, you end up, just because of the platform and, like, the setting, you end up having conversations that you never would have thought that you had or could have had. I've had some, like, very engaging conversations, like, live on air that just, like, I just said all these things I had no idea I was capable of saying. And it's, I don't know, it's a cool experience. I really enjoy the platform of radio, and I think that you guys will also enjoy it. It's super fun. It's good to hang out. It's a good community here at CITR. This is now an ad for CITR. CITR is very cool. Come hang out. Please come hang out. Anyways, anyway, regardless, that first track was?
Lost by Frank Ocean from Channel Orange. Debut record, I think, from 2012?
Yes.
A classic track on a classic album. I think it's like very important for people in our age group. You know, Frank Ocean is just like, he's a staple. Everyone knows him. So, yeah, that was a good choice from Hugh. And up next, we got, let's see. I think I actually queued up something. It's a little bit of a weird track. It's called 7-Eleven by Black Midi. Any of you guys that like Black Midi, I hope you enjoy. Here we go. It's a bit slower.
A great big fuck off truck went straight through me. here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. This way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Skillin' no homegirl that got your ass up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my d all in, I'm out. And I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, and be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing the same song. Let bygones be bygones, you can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Jackson,
ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Training Time. I'm your host, Brian, and I am here in the studio, Studio A, that is, with newcomers...
Hugh.
And...
Alex.
And Alex, what song did we just listen to?
Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Great track. Great, great track. I think I've listened to that song, like, maybe thousands of times.
Yeah.
Like from, like, middle school until now, and, like, never gets old. No. So catchy.
The instrumental is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like the little, like, here comes the bride thing in a song about baby mamas. is so clever.
So what's your favorite part about that song?
I think that.
Yeah.
Like, because like as the instrumental is going, it's like, and that's, I assume anyway, like Here Comes the Bride reference.
You know, I don't think I've ever caught that.
Oh.
That's super interesting.
maybe on your 1,000th and first listen, you'll notice it.
Yeah, I'll have to do another listen as soon as, you know, we're off air, and I'll, you know, maybe catch it this time. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just picking that out of thin air, but I assume it's there.
I mean, it would make a lot of sense if it was there. That's
yeah.
That's some clever production.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about the production of that track so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
That instrumental
is a seasoned conversation.
Oh yeah, that instrumental is so good.
Yeah.
And then DJ Khaled sampled it, and then it's a dark
what did
day.
DJ Khaled? What did DJ Khaled sample it at?
He sampled it with SZA.
Oh, okay.
And it's still a pretty good song. Just
right.
Proof that the instrumental is just that powerful.
Yeah. Even
I'm
DJ Khaled can't ruin it.
I had no idea that DJ Khaled sampled that. A. And then B, I didn't know that DJ Khaled was working with SZA, but I could just be like under a rock. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really keep up with DJ Khaled with his going ons, so
well know. Speaking of not DJ Khaled, we got another track on deck. What do we got, Hugh?
Oh, we got She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5 from Songs About Jane.
Sweet.
I think this is one of the most possibly one of the I don't even know if this is pop. This is like soft pop, but it's like one of the most underrated. I think it's their best album.
Yeah.
They're like mega stars now.
Yeah, strange, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Or he is.
Adam Levine's a mega star. No one else has a name.
But every song, I know like a lot of people have never even listened to anything beyond She Will Be Loved on Songs About Jane. This track is so, the deep cuts on this track are just far and beyond, like they're just so much better than the deep cuts on like every other Maroon 5 track, at least in my opinion.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm saying that playing the hit, but yeah.
Well, he makes a compelling point to look at the deep cuts here on Maroon 5. And meanwhile, we're going to look at the single. So here we go. This is She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Look for the girl with the broken smile. CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Now Eurovision. Hey, actually it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th and 27th, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Training Time. I am your host, Brian. We are coming at you from the unceded ancestral and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people. Oopsies. I'm in Studio A right now, training some new folks to the station. We got Hugh to my right and Alex to my left. Mm-hmm. So, we just listened to Maroon 5.
Yes, sir.
What was that? Yeah, yeah. You're making some hot takes about Maroon 5. You want to continue?
No, you said those were hot takes? Okay.
Those are just the...
You want no, those are just the takes.
Yeah. Let me get... So, hot takes. I think that featureless Maroon 5 albums are better than their current format with, like, Kendrick Lamar and Future and Cardi B.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that's actually not a hot take. That's a great take.
That's a good.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's probably the correct opinion. I don't know if anyone is like really like begging for Maroon 5 and Future to collaborate at any point ever.
Oh, you must have never heard Cold then.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. I just don't feel like they need to intersect.
I mean, there is, like, a part of me that would love a certain kind of Future with the Maroon 5 song.
Yeah, but is he going to be that certain kind of Future on a Maroon 5
like,
song?
Like, I think Future could have done a better job than Wiz Khalifa on Payphone. But now that I say that, maybe not.
I don't know. I feel like Wiz Khalifa is kind of good on that song.
He fits it.
Yeah,
I can't think of any other... Like another rapper who would, I mean, I can't actually. Well,
let's see. Hold on. But, what if the 1975 and Maroon 5 did a collaboration? Maroon 1975. Do you have anything to say about that, Alex? Considering your next track selection.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a lot of overlap, though, in terms of genre, right?
Sure.
I mean, because they're both like popular rock groups.
I admit it, I have actually never listened to a 1975 song all the way through, it's not good on me.
I've never considered, like, what that combination would look like. I mean, I guess it would probably Would it work? You're a big 1975 guy, Hugh.
1975 plus Adam Levine?
Well, plus the entire band. Not just Adam.
I'm going to go ahead and say Maroon 5 might have more coherent instrumentals.
Yeah, but like just as a collaboration, we're not comparing the bands.
So I know, but then put that on top of like the creativity of the 1975 might be pretty dope.
All right.
Well, hey, we're going to do a little cross comparison analysis between Maroon 5 and the 1975, and we're playing what track?
It's Not Living If It's Not With You.
It's
which
not
I
living.
Believe is
it's
the part in brackets.
Yeah, that is the part in brackets. Good memory. All right, here we go. We got the 1975 just to compare against Maroon 5. Boom.
If I sleep during conversation.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Training Time, an hour with a few new prospective CITR radio hosts. I hope that you guys enjoyed your hour with us as we were DJing for you. You enjoyed our tunes. And have a lovely day. You know, just have a great day. Anywho, take care, and we'll see you later.